Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, February the 10th, 2010. I don't know what the weather is like where you live, but here in Glendale, Arizona, we are enjoying the winter. Highs in the 60s and maybe even 70 by this weekend. Yep, this is why we live here. You know, I published an article recently for the Pep Letter called Three Prayer Keys. Now, if you get the free Pep Letter, then you've had a chance to read it. If you don't get the free Pep Letter, well, you can sign up right to the right over here, the right-hand column of this site. And I thought I would do a podcast about those three keys. Why? Well, like I said in the article, in these troubled and uneasy days of economic uncertainty, there are many people who need help. And more people are praying and asking God to help them than ever before. Sometimes people get frustrated because they're expecting God to answer their prayer the way that they think that He should answer it. Some people get disappointed and then lose their confidence in God because it just hasn't happened exactly the way they think it should have. Too often, we try to figure out God's job. How do we do that? Well, we decide and then determine exactly how God is supposed to answer our prayers. But we have to be careful because in doing that, many times we miss the blessings that He wants us to have. When I was laid off from the radio announcing job that I had for over 16 years, my prayer was to have my income replaced. Rather than keep my focus exclusively in the radio industry, I chose to keep my eyes open and consider all possibilities. Now, if I hadn't, I would have never considered taking the bookkeeping job that was offered to me. And I'll tell you, that was something that I would have never considered after being laid off. I mean, I didn't look in the want ads and say, gee, I wonder if there are any bookkeeping jobs available. You know, the Bible is full of verses that talk about praying to God for help. It talks about asking and requesting. It talks about casting all our care on Him because He cares for us. It talks about coming to the throne of grace to find help in time of need. It talks about praying and not fainting. And so, here are three simple keys when you pray. These are talked about in my free ebook, 9 Keys to Answered Prayer, which you get when you sign up for the free Pep Letter. And, of course, there are lots of great keys regarding prayer. But here are three. Pray and ask for His help. Believe and have confidence that He will help. And look for and expect His answer. You know, I don't believe that God will put you in a situation that you don't want to be in just to test your faith. I don't buy into that. But I do believe that there are times when God opens a door that we may not quite understand or see how it will ultimately benefit our lives greatly. But let's keep things real simple and practical here, okay? First, pray and ask for His help. Next, believe and have confidence that He will indeed help. And then third, look for and expect an answer. And I think that it's in this third key that we could use a little improvement. I mean, are we really looking for and expecting an answer when we pray? Well, we aren't if we're thinking and talking about what we lack. Talking about lack indicates we don't really believe that His answer is coming. When you have confidence in God to answer your prayer, you look for and expect with great anticipation His answer. And because you're allowing God to be God, you're open to all possibilities. In other words, you're not telling God how He needs to do His job. And here's the exciting part about all of this. God has solutions that you and I have never even dreamed of. He has possibilities no one has ever even thought about. The Bible is full of examples where God brings solutions. God can always make a way where there seems to be no way. And as you're looking for and expecting an answer, there may be some things that come your way that are not an answer from God. And the way that you find out is to not be afraid to look at it, consider it, and then ask God, is this it? How can you know? Well, here's a great tip. When God brings something into our lives, even if it's different or something we would have never thought about, you know, like me and bookkeeping, the process will be smooth. open doors from God are never a struggle. And if you're like me, you know what it's like to try and push a door open that He has not opened. In my life, there have been a few times when I tried to push a door open, and it always ended up badly. So if the door opens smoothly, then keep pursuing and asking God for His quiet direction. And always remember that He wants to answer our prayers. So we should allow Him to be God and to bring it to pass the way He sees fit. So pray and ask for His help. Believe and have confidence that He will help. And then look for and expect an answer. Well, that's it for this podcast. Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new. You get notified personally every time something new is posted. That's pretty cool. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with more information below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.